At the start of the new year, Amazon shoppers in Juneau started noticing a new charge on their purchases, sales tax from the city. After the company made some changes, the majority of Amazon purchases made by Juneau customers will now collect local sales tax. And as KTOO's Adeline Baxter reports, a plan is in the works to expand sales tax collection for online retailers across the state.
Joshua Smith is a frequent Amazon customer. Since moving to Juneau from Seattle, he says he's become pretty reliant on it.
One definite benefit to using Amazon for the 4 years that I've lived in Alaska was the fact that, you know, I didn't have to pay tax. And I looked at that as basically a perk to living in Alaska.
Alaska doesn't have a statewide sales tax, but municipalities can set their own. Juneau's is 5%. Before January 1st, Amazon charged local sales tax on just a small portion of purchases. Smith says he's never noticed it before. But earlier this month, it started showing up on his receipts. He's not happy to be paying more for the same products, but he says he doesn't expect it to impact his customer loyalty much.
I'm a happily tax-abiding citizen, and I understand that's how our society works. I think Amazon is a great service, and I don't know what I would do without it in Alaska.
For local business owners who compete with Amazon and other online retailers, it's a welcome change. City Finance Director Bob Bartholomew says it's a matter of fairness for one thing.
Our sales tax being applied to local businesses but not online businesses is just a disparity. And if we have an opportunity to correct it, from my perspective, from a policy perspective, that's the right thing to do.
But it's also about the bottom line. He says based on his rough estimates, Juneau loses about $2.5 to $3 million annually in sales tax revenue from online purchases. That's why he's eager to see progress on a plan to standardize sales tax collection across the state. The Alaska Municipal League has been spearheading that effort since last summer. That's when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states can now charge sales tax on purchases from out-of-state online retailers. Here's Executive Director Nels Andreasen.
If we look at the Wayfair case, basically says that a single-level statewide administration needs to occur so that instead of 100 taxing jurisdictions that Amazon has to deal with, there is a single point of contact.
Did you catch that? He said Alaska has 100 separate municipal sales tax jurisdictions. So far, 9 of them have contributed money to the project, including Juneau, which put up $12,000 toward the effort. It will be at least a year before they have a proposal. Then they'll have to get everyone on board. Bob Bartholomew from Juneau points out that on top of different tax rates, each community also has different exemptions and caps on what they tax.
Sales tax is kind of baked into the financial fabric of every individual community. So changing that, it's just going to be challenging.
The Juneau Assembly and other governing bodies will have to decide whether to adopt the final proposal, whatever that looks like. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.